Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday has begun. We've got a full house here this evening. Keith Smith's going to step up and in the joint. We're going to talk NBA basketball with Keith. Andrew McCannis kicks it with us. We'll talk NFL football, NHL hockey, and more with McCannis Pick. Steve Merrill kicks it with us as well in Level 3. As I said, we've got a full house here this evening as the Golden State Warriors have won 10 consecutive games for the first time in their franchise history. Ja Morant and the Grizzlies continue to terrorize the rest of the association. Ja drops 29 tonight, goes over his player prop, and they beat the Golden State Warriors this evening. There's three teams in left in the NBA that have actually never had a 10-game win streak before. What three teams are they? We'll give you a second to think about it. And, you know, one of the teams is actually kind of a surprise. You would have figured, you know what, over the years, at some point in time, you guys would have been good enough to win 10 games in a row, considering you had some damn good teams. Speaking of damn good teams, the Phoenix Suns are a damn good team, and it was a slugfest tonight in a fanless arena in Toronto as the Phoenix Suns get it done against the Toronto Raptors, although the Raptors, it all depended on when you bet it. All right, it was four, it was four and a half, it was five, it was four, and it was four and a half, it was four. It really went all over the place before tip-off, and then they ended up winning by four. All right, so Phoenix get it done. The game stays under the number, although there was a little bit of an incident. There were a couple of incidents, actually. It was kind of a chippy game, but there was an incident with Devin Booker, and it's something we're going to get into. It was a lighthearted moment, sort of. It was lighthearted, but at the same point in time, it also exposes today's NBA players, all right? And I got into this morning on Twitter. I didn't really get into it because I just posted my thoughts and, so I wasn't really arguing with too many people about it. Quite frankly, you know what? Everybody's free to your opinion, but I don't care. I was stating my opinion. And it was about Kyrie Irving. All right, so it's about Kyrie Irving. If you saw, he was pissed off last night. Then it's your little dough for a basketball. There was a ball going out of bounds. Little came flying in for it. He slid on the ground for it. Kyrie sort of fell over him and, kind of twisted his ankle a little bit, but he wasn't seriously hurt. And Kyrie Irving said after the game, you can't do that. That's not basketball. That's dangerous. You can't do that. And I stated, well, maybe Kyrie Irving should actually watch the NBA and what the NBA used to be. And then I couldn't help myself, and, I shouldn't have done it. Old man Morency had to step up and just point out the fact that you guys don't seem to understand, right? Scoring 30 points now is not the same as scoring 30 points before. You don't have people punching you in the nuts, all right, now, all right? You don't have people slapping you in the back of the head when you go into the paint. Watch what Michael Jordan went through, the greatest player ever. Watch what he went through against the Detroit Pistons in the paint. They literally would, punch him in the stomach. Punch. Not even, they caught him, punch him. No, it was listen, when he comes into the paint, punch him in the stomach. request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the puzzle, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. What's up, San Diego? The mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We got a full house here. The Saving Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We kick it on Sports Grid Radio Networks. And, of course, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Keith Smith steps up. And Keith was with Yahoo Sports for a long time. Now with SpotRack. And he's going to be kicking it with Celtics blog, Keith Smith, great NBA insider. We talk NBA basketball with Keith. Andrew McKinnis steps up and we'll handicap some NHL hockey, NFL playoff football. Steve Merrill will do the same with us. We got a full house here this evening. A lot of basketball news to get to. Although, hold on. Hey, can you get that mascot out of here? Get that effing mascot out of here. Okay, wait. I was distracted by the mascot. So the Phoenix Suns are playing in Toronto tonight. There's no fans in the arena. Like, literally, there's no one. There's a couple of broadcasters and a paramedic or something, all right? And there's the Toronto Raptors mascot, right? And so Devin Booker's at the free throw line, and the mascot standing behind the basket sort of jumping around a bit. And Devin Booker complained to the referee, and the referee made the mascot move. So you can ask fans to move? You already had an advantage that there was no fans. These soft-ass modern NBA players, man, I hate to be the get-off-my-lawn guy, but you know what? Get the hell off my lawn. Get the hell off my lawn. You're distracted by the mascot? Well, I'm sure you wouldn't be distracted if there's some hot chick with a big rock behind the basket. You'd probably give her your number. But it's a mascot. And why does the referee allow Devin Booker to tell a mascot to go away? If there's no fans there. It's not because there's no fans there. It doesn't mean no one's allowed to make noise or can't do anything. You already have the advantage of not having fans there. Now, the fact of the matter is, the only reason I bring this up, because this exposes exactly what I tweeted this morning about Kyrie Irving. And all the other, this modern, oh, it's a dangerous play. What's a dangerous play? That I slid for a loose ball on the ground? You want a dangerous play? Get punched in the face by Hakeem Olajuwon. You want a dangerous play? Go in the paint with Bill Laimbeer. I don't want to take anything away from these guys, but, oh, Steph Curry and this. Steph Curry's ass would be in the third row in the old days. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people who bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday. So Keith Smith's going to join us. We'll talk NBA basketball. Andrew McKinnis. We'll talk NFL football. Some NHL hockey. Busy night in the National Hockey League tonight. Big-time college basketball games as well went down this evening. We'll get you caught up to date with that. Joe Judge, the jury is in. And Joe Judge has been found guilty on all counts and all charges. He was charged with being a terrible hire and a terrible football coach. Guilty as charged, jury. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of being a bad hire and a terrible coach. We the jury, find the defendant to be guilty of being one of the worst offensive minds in the history of the National Football League. All right, so Joe Judge, the jury has spoken, and not only are you guilty, you're fired. You're fired. Now, fortunately for you, being a crap-ass coach that tried to bully everybody and pretend that you're a little mini Junior Belichick doesn't carry any prison time. Although I'm sure Giant fans, you know, would argue different. I mean, you could argue that he actually tortured them. You could argue that he tortured them, but you know what, though? It's crazy. You want to talk about privilege and the old boys network and stuff and how these guys get rehired all the time? Joe Judge already got a job. Joe Judge was fired, like, earlier today, and he already got hired already. I don't know why the media hasn't really been talking about him. He already got a job. He's the new head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers. He's the Clippers head coach and offensive guru. As the Clippers have 52 points right now. The Clippers have 52 points. Yeah, Scott, am I good? I'm aware, Matthias. Thank you very much. See, I give you this whole damn show is a promo. Yeah, looking for promo material. The Clippers have 52 points. So it's like, well, what is it? End of the first half? No, no, it's the end of the third quarter. It's the end of the third quarter. These guys have tossed so many bricks. I guess they're not going to have enough bricks to build their new arena. So, yeah, Joe Judge has been let go by the New York Giants. And you normally you'd say, well, New York Giants, a pretty good job. I don't know, like, really? I'm not so sure the New York Giants really is such a good job. But if you are looking for a job, actually, and all kidding aside, I know, you know, during these times right now, a lot of people are out of work, or some people are looking for work and, you know, financial dire straits. Or, you know, you're a sport fan, you're looking for a job in sports. I get it a lot, people. Hey, Maranci, how do I get into the industry and stuff like that? And I tell them, you know what, stop bothering me. I don't know. but now I'm going to give you advice right now, all kidding aside. So this is a true story. This is actually a real job listing. The Arizona Diamondbacks are looking for a bullpen catcher. It's a pretty cool job, actually. All right, are you up to the task? Can you handle it? How many people tuning in right now? How many people are in our chat? I'm not really sure you guys will be able to handle the job. You want to be a Major League Baseball bullpen catcher. So basically, listen, you're going to be in the big leagues. You're going to be in the big leagues. You're going to be catching big league pitchers in the bullpen. As the Arizona Diamondbacks have posted a public listing for this job. Now, the responsibilities are, you will report directly to the manager. And you will report directly to the major league, to the general manager and executives. Duties and responsibilities. Attend Major League Baseball strength training and designated camps, workouts in the offseason as necessary. Spend the entirety of the 2022 season with the Major League team, assisting the coaching staff with catching bullpens and preparing pitchers and catchers as determined by the coaching staff. Work with the pitching staff and run prevention coordinator to help ensure that bullpen practice habits align with pitcher development plans. Assist with different components of the advanced process for upcoming opponents as needed. Communicate effectively with the coaching staff and players, ensuring that messaging with the players is well aligned with the vision, goals, strategies, and set by the coaching staff. Must have connections in every Major League Baseball city to score cocaine, steroids, amphetamines, hookers, and anything else players need. Must be willing to take the fall for Major League Baseball players. If you get caught. Actually, I made that last one up. It seems like there's quite a lot of responsibilities here for $90,000 a year. I got to tell you, no wonder the D-backs suck rocks. And are, you know what I mean? These guys are sucking rocks. All right. Like, so what you want someone to do all this for $90K? We're going to fight them. You're going to fight them on, like, you know what? You're gonna find him online. You're gonna find him on LinkedIn. Hey, we got our guy. All we need you to do is like this. It's not a lot here. Required qualifications: ability to catch multiple bullpens daily, up to 7 days a week. In other words, you're working 7 days a week. Strong level of intellectual curiosity and openness. Well, let's be real. You're hanging around baseball players, so another strong level intellectual curiosity. Do you know how to run a March Madness bracket? Are you up to date with current porn stars? And what's your favorite chewing tobacco? Intellectual curiosity. Yeah. You ever been in a Major League Baseball clubhouse? Trust me, there's not a lot of intellectual. I'll tell you about a conversation I had once. I was standing in a Major League Baseball batting cage, and a big time baseball player, an all star, comes up to me and he goes, "Hey," he goes, "what do you think of her?" He points into the stands. I said, "What, her?" And I said, I'm kind of surprised out of everyone you pointed her out. He goes, "Nah, it's kind of obvious." He goes, "You know what?" He goes, "People would suspect me to be with really hot chicks." He goes, "I never, you know." He started explaining how it was more low key. And, you know, it's like intellectual conversation, trust me. I had another intellectual conversation once with a baseball player that was telling me how steroids was making his ball smaller. That was an intellectual conversation I had once. Ability to bring a positive attitude and energy to the ballpark. Preferred qualifications. Moderate level of technical proficiency, particular in Microsoft Office. What the hell are you talking about? You want me to catch in the bullpen, run your scouting reports, and now I got to know how to run a damn computer? Strong knowledge. You're asking a lot for $90,000 in Arizona. Strong knowledge of advance of the self-scouting process. You want me to be a scout too? I'm telling you, no wonder the D-backs suck. There's a lot of qualifications here. $90,000 for all of this. Seriously, ability to communicate and connect with non-English speaking staff and players. Oh, you got to speak multiple languages now. I'm dead serious. So $90,000, and you can be a Major League Baseball bullpen catcher. Although, I can dissect a lot of this for you here, all right? Work with pitching staff and run prevention coordinator to help ensure the bullpen practice habits align with the pitcher development plans. All right, that's pretty simple. Right, you're the bullpen catcher. You know when a guy's like mechanics is off. If you see, they'll tell you, listen, if he's kicking his leg up too high, you know, tell him not to do it, right? You know, so little stuff like that, I totally get it. But and like I said, so it's asking a lot for this type of money.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I told the story before. The bullpen catcher for the Montreal Expos actually was just selling drugs to everybody. It's a great gig, right? Because you know all the ball players, and these guys don't know people when they come into a town. I'm not saying that Major League Baseball players buy things, like, you know, but Major League Baseball players buy things. They're looking for things. Maybe a good restaurant. Maybe a good bar. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Maybe I'll go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
It's a late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Do you have what it takes? Do you want to be the Arizona Diamondbacks bullpen catcher for 90K? A lot of responsibilities. I like how there's basically like there's a million jobs. Like each one is its own job. It's like, yeah, you know, we want you to train. We want you to run the Microsoft Office. We want you to run the scouting. And it's little, it's not really like all that. Basically, you're the bullpen catcher. And, you know, you've got to know the pitcher's tendencies and traits. And you got to be able to tell them, yeah, he's, you know what I mean? He's looking good. He's not looking good. And the thing is, though, you would figure, well, why don't they just get big league players to do this? They got to be a former big leaguer that wants to do it. Are you kidding me? No. It pays $90,000. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying? You think, oh, I'm sure some people are tuning in now thinking, that's amazing. You travel with the team? Travel with the team? Yeah, you travel to death with the team 7 days a week. They notice how they put in. Yeah, you're available 7 days a week. Right? Dude, Major League Baseball teams, I did the Major League Baseball post-game shows. And let me tell you, They only get one day off every 21 days. Yeah, that's the contract. All right, it's relentless, okay? It doesn't stop. It just keeps going, and it never ends. And for 90K, you have to do everything all day. You have to show up first, set up the bullpen, do this, do that. You know what I mean? That's why there's not like big leaguers, former guys that do it, or it's always no-name guys just happy to be there. Yeah, you'll get some money, right? There will be some side money from the pitchers, but if they do well, and you know what I'm saying, depending on what team you're on and stuff, not everybody's giving their money away. There are perks, but it's one of those jobs basically where you almost have to do other things. Like you have to, I'm just talking from the street hustler side of it, where it's like, all right, I've got this great job. I've got this job where I'm getting screwed over hard, right? I'm making 90K. And I'm working for an entity that's worth like $28 billion. And I'm doing a hell of a lot of work behind the scenes here. But, okay, I'm surrounded by multimillionaires. And where's the business opportunity to come in here? And let's just be real. It's like The Simpsons. I'm your drug dealer, keeper weigher. You know what I'm saying? So... long story short, a lot of times that the bullpen guy will become sort of the go-to guy because he's not on the team, right? He can go out, right? Like if you're a big league star and you want to do something in a city or you want to do something that's not for the best interest and you wouldn't like it to be in a newspaper, what are you going to do? Let's see, you know what I mean? Let's just cut to the chase. Let's say you know what I mean? No, you're going to send a guy, right? You're going to send a guy. You're going to say, all right, bro, let's get Bill or Bull, you know what I mean? Let's get him to go into the hood and do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be a guy, right? And somebody, right? You know what I mean? Like, somebody's got to take care of this stuff. Like, sort of like a valet in Vegas, right? Hey, do you know where I can, you know what I mean? Somebody's got to be the guy, right? So you've got to take advantage of it. And let's just be real. We can get into the betting terms of it. I'm going to throw it out there right now. From the betting terms of it, you have ultimate inside access. Right? You have ultimate inside access. And in fact, you know the bullpen inside out. And you don't play for them. You're not throwing the game. You're not doing anything. Hey, you just, you know what I mean? You just know. Whatever, dude. The bullpen's taxed, all right? This guy sucks. I catch him in the bullpen all the time. He can't even throw it to me over the plate. You know what I mean? So suddenly there's a lot of inside information, you know. So as I stated, like short of gambling and dealing drugs on the side, I don't see how the job's worth it. am I saying this out loud here? But it's, I guess you can take the kid off the street, but you can't take the street out of the kid, right? Everything I always see, I always think like, wow, what's the hustle here? Like what can we do to make this worth it? And I'll tell you right there, that's what you can do to make it worth it. You hook up players with whatever they need, and you bet on the games. And you have a nice little 2-3 year run. You have a nice little 2-3 year run before you get canned. All right? You tell them, you have a story for life after. Oh, man, you should have seen the stuff and the stuff that I saw. It'd be a good job for our boy... I could see our boy Ventura being a bullpen catcher type of guy. I could see Ventura being the, Ventura. Ventura could be the bullpen catcher of the Mets. What, you need some Viagra? Sure, I'll hook you up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, our boy Ventura's in the bullpen. See, so some people would be like, oh, this is the greatest job in the world. It's not bad. It's not bad. But... as I stated, there has to be some perks to it. It depends on what team you're on. I can tell you though, I know firsthand the Houston Astros, even though they're a bunch of cheaters and stuff, but whatever, everyone's cheaters, right? So even though the Astros are a bunch of cheaters, the Astros are like class acts. I know firsthand. I was buddies with the Montreal Expos clubhouse guys, so trust me, I know what you know. Goes on in clubhouses, and when the Expos, they didn't go to Washington. They didn't want to go. Like, there were some people that were like, yeah, I'm not going to Washington. They could have and stuff, but they didn't want to, and they sort of went other places. All these clubhouse guys stick together, right? So it's like a little fraternity of, like, clubhouse guys. So the clubhouse guys sort of in Montreal ended up in other places. One of them ended up with the Florida Marlins, you know, and a couple of them ended up with the Houston Astros. And Buddy told me, I was buddies with the guy, and he told me a great story about a Houston Astros clubhouse. He said the first time he was there, he had like a bunch of equipment and stuff, and you got to lock it up, right? And he had like all these bags of gear and everything, and he went up to the head guy, and he's new there, and he goes, yo, man, he goes, I can't find the equipment room to lock this in. He goes, where do I lock this up? And the guy in the Astros told him, we don't have locks here. He goes, what do you mean you don't have locks? He goes, we don't have locks on our property, our facility, in the clubhouses. He goes, if we need locks, we have the wrong people in our clubhouse. He was like, wow. You know what I mean? He's thinking, oh, it wasn't my way in Montreal. I'm going to steal anything that's not nailed down. Right? So it's like, all right. You know what I mean? So, you know, the stuff just in the stadium type stuff. And then when the Astros went to the World Series, they didn't win. They went to the World Series. They gave him like $250,000, man. And he told me that's not the norm. You know what I mean? That's not the norm. Like, he basically said that, like, a lot of times, like, if a team makes the playoffs or they do well, they'll give the clubhouse guy, you know, $10,000 or something. You know, all the players will chip in $500 or whatever. And, yeah, here's 10, you know, thanks, buddy, you know, for the year, whatever. But he said the Astros paid everybody from the secretary to the clubhouse guy. He said if you were part of the Astros, like, organization, you got the same share. The player shared the money with you. And it was crazy. He goes, like, he was crying and stuff. Like, it blew him away. Imagine, you know, you're doing a job. Guy's making, like, $55,000, $60,000 a year. And basically Ken Caminiti comes up to him and goes, here you go, man. Here's a check for $189,000, man. Thanks for the job you did. Right? Like, it's life. To those guys, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever, man. You know what I mean? I had a baseball player once show me, pulled out an envelope, and it was like, it was just stacked with money, all right? And he goes, you know what this is? He goes, this is just the per diem money that they give me every day. He goes, casino, here I come. Like a stunt envelope. It's like $20,000, and he's like, oh, it's gambling money, right? You know what I'm saying? So with a clubhouse guy, whatever, man, everyone puts in $1,000. There's 23 guys in a clubhouse, 25 guys, now with the COVID, 27, et cetera, and expense. You know, each guy puts in $1,000, it's $25,000. But a lot of these guys are cheap, right? Some of these guys are cheap. They're not going to do it. So it's sort of like the, remember the guy, the Zamboni driver that played the hockey game. And he won for them. Like, the Carolina Hurricanes were out of goalies. It was in Toronto. And the Zamboni driver basically was a goalie in college and in Toronto. And he played for the Carolina Hurricanes. And they won the game. They actually, like, won the rest of the game with him behind the net. All right? And he got, like, the league minimum, like, for the game. And I don't know what the players gave him after, but that's the type of thing where, like, each player should dig in and say, yo, this guy's a Zamboni driver. He just helped us get a critical 2 points in an NHL regular season game. We dropped this at a strip club, all right? Everybody dip into your pocket, and everybody bust out $1,000 cash right now. And put it. We're giving this guy, everyone. I'd say more. Like, the same thing, like the guy that had the cancer on his neck, the girl in Seattle, the fan, saves his life, and then the next time they go back, they're like, oh, we want to thank her by donating $10,000 to her tuition. $10,000? She saved your effing life. How about $100,000? How about $200,000? You guys, like, seriously, that's what you have charities and foundations for. You telling me you can't pay, and she's even a nurse. She's going to, she wants to be a doctor, nurse, you know, med student at University of Washington. $10,000? Come on. You, like I said, you guys dropped that at the strip club. Come on, man. $10,000.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Marshawn Lynch smokes 10K worth of weed in a weekend. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Moranci. We're throwing it down. SiriusXM Channel 159. Of course, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Let's do this thing. Let's talk NBA basketball. Keith Smith steps up and in and joins us. He breaks it down. Spot Rack, Celtics blog, and more. Keith, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So there's a lot of stuff I want to throw at you. You cover a lot of Boston Celtic basketball. So they've won four of their last six games, and two of their losses by a combined 4 points. Jaylen Brown's on fire right now. So I'm going to ask you, have the Boston Celtics, I don't know, turned a corner? It might be a strong statement, but turned in their driveway? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if turned a corner. You know what I'm saying? Turn a corner is a strong term. Oh, they turned the corner. I don't know if they've turned the corner yet, but is there, I guess it's cliche, is there a light at the end of the tunnel, or are they are what the record says they are?
Yeah, I think it's one of those where you're starting to edge out in the traffic to be able to make that turn.
You're backing out of the driveway, right?
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, the record is what they say they are. I mean, they're a 500 team, and that's about where they're at. I think they have figured some stuff out here over the last, let's call it week and a half or so, as they've gotten most of their roster back healthy. Ime Udoka is starting to figure out the guys he wants to play, the guys he wants to close games with. That's really important. And then Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are continuing to figure this thing out on the fly as the team asks them to be their primary playmaker. So there's room for optimism because those things are getting figured out. They have the seventh easiest schedule the rest of the way, and they've got a whole bunch of winnable games. The key is winning those winnable games.
Now, I thought it was kind of, you know, strange after all these years that it was like, well, we don't know if Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum can play together. And I say, when we say that, I think it's the national media, social media, but they've clearly heard it, Keith, right? They've heard it. So, and it's got to be real for them to acknowledge it and say, listen, we can play together. We have played together and we want to play together. How much is there to this? Is there a legitimate thought of trading someone? What's going on with this? Or is this just national media hype?
Yeah, I think it's more hype than it is anything else. And they're aware of it. As Jason Tatum said, you know, everybody has a phone. Everybody reads all the same stuff, and they see it. And he didn't really cared for it coming from a couple members of the local media that were pushing it. And these are two guys that they've won a lot together. They've gone to two Eastern Conference Finals. They've been to the playoffs every year that they've been on the team together, and they've accomplished a lot of things. They've never quite gotten over the hump, but again, these are guys who are, you know, 23, 24 years old, so it's a little bit much to ask a whole lot more of them. So I do think they take it to heart, but I don't think there's anybody in the organization that has a real desire to say, all right, hey, let's trade, you know, one of these two guys. It doesn't mean they're completely, entirely off the table. If, you know, somebody comes with an offer that completely blows you away, then maybe that's something to think about. But it's going to have to be one of those packages that is just absolutely monster return for the Celtics. And right now, that's not on the table.
As crazy as it sounds, in our conversation with Keith Smith, I am Gable Moranci. And I saw your column and great stuff going team by team at Spot Rack, team by team needs in Eastern Conference or potentially what they could do with the trade deadline. And man, the season goes by so fast, Keith. I'm like, trade deadline? Didn't the season just start? It's like, no. It's the trade deadline actually is around the corner. We're about a month away from the trade deadline right now. And there was so much talk about Ben Simmons before the year started. And we haven't heard anything about him, right, for, I don't know, about a month now, or at least, you know, four to 6 weeks. I don't know what's going on as far as you know with Ben Simmons. Is he, like, ready to play? Like, if somebody traded for him, like, is it word? Does he tell people and his agents, do his people tell people, listen, I'm good to go, trade for me, and I'm ready to ball right now? Or, you know, is he on a beach somewhere with a supermodel? And I'm almost thinking if you're the Sixers, this is on you for dragging this out so long. And the crazy demands, right, that they the price that they put on Ben Simmons and his worth, I thought was absolutely insanity as well. And now, I mean, look, he's not playing, and they don't have any value back up for him. Do you think this gets resolved before the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think to answer, you know, there's a few things in there. I think by all indications are Simmons is going to be ready to play. He'll need a few days of acclimation time, get himself ramped up.
But he's working out, shooting hoops every day type of thing. He's like, he's in rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, everybody says that he is ready to go. He's in good physical shape, those who have seen him, and that he will be ready to play when he's traded. Now, from the Philadelphia side, it's tough because this is on both player and team. But once the player is dug in, now it's up to the organization to handle it. There's nothing more the player can do beyond show up and play, and that's clearly not going to happen. So in my mind, what Philadelphia needs to do is get this done by the trade deadline because they're winning a whole bunch of games right now. And they look every bit in a pretty wide-open league, like a team that could make a real run here. And what you don't want to do, you don't know with Joel Embiid, how many years like this are you going to get where he's been pretty much available all the time. He's playing great. He's got those health issues. My guess is what happens sometime here over the next month leading up to the trade deadline is Daryl Morey's price comes down a little bit. Other teams come up a little bit. I think other teams are hoping to steal him away. That's not going to happen. Philly's not going to return this insane, you know, monster package of trade assets in there. So I think he comes down a little bit. Other teams come up, and this eventually gets done. I think we will see that happen by the deadline.
And does Ben then still think he can pick his spots, or does he realize at this point in time, listen, man, if they want to trade me to Sacramento, they want to trade me anywhere, I'm just going to deal with it just to get out of this situation right now? Or is he going to, oh, I don't really want to go there? Like, which teams would you think would be interested in him?
Yeah, there are definitely places he'd rather be than other places, for sure. But that's true of every player. But as it stands right now, it's just anywhere but Philadelphia. And if that is somewhere he doesn't really want to be, well, you know what, we can handle that down the line one way or another. But the teams that are interested right now that have really been kind of engaged on a very regular basis are the smaller market teams, your Minnesotas, Indiana, Cleveland, those teams, because they know they can't get a player like Ben Simmons unless they draft him, because free agent is going to sign there. So what's
or trade him. Yeah, sort of like Toronto, actually, getting Kawhi, right? They pulled it off, and exactly. Kawhi's not going to sign there as a free agent, as we saw, even after they won.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're looking at is, hey, if we can get a guy like Ben Simmons, that's a better talent than we'll be able
Cleveland's
to
interesting, is, aren't they? Because, listen, Cleveland are playing good basketball. I don't know if they can sustain this all year long. And then, I heard the Ben Simmons, potentially Cleveland. I thought, man, why you want to mess with the chemistry? But then Rubio goes down for the year. Would you like Ben Simmons on that team?
Yeah, I think so. Now, it would have the added benefit of being the biggest basketball team I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, I know.
You know, 3 7-footers as it is, and then you add in a
six. And then they got little Garland running around in there, though, too. Yeah, it's exactly. A nice mix, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you show up and you bring your little brother along in case there's not. I do think it is, they're interested. We'll see. I think that they've maybe pivoted in a slightly different direction because they know that they need some more scoring help versus just facilitation. But we'll see, where that goes. But, Philadelphia is going to have their opportunity here to return. And it's not going to be the, you know, great player plus draft picks package that they were hoping for. But what it will be is a bunch of good players that will be helpful for them as they, you know, really try to make the playoff run.
Keith Smith with us for a couple more moments. I am Gabriel Morency. Keith, we've got a lot of Laker fans tuning in. What are you hearing about the Lakers? And are they looking to tweak things a little bit before the deadline? I saw an interview with Miles Turner. It was great stuff with Boomer Esiason on Boomer's TV show a couple of weeks ago. And Boomer asked Miles about the trade rumors, and he said, man, I've been getting traded daily for the last 5 years. I'm sort of used to it, but it's starting again right now. And does Miles Turner get traded, and are you buying in that the Lakers are interested?
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers are interested in all sorts of guys. Their problem is, they don't have it.
What do they have to give back, right?
Exactly. You know, in the NBA, you have to match salary in a trade. And the Lakers don't have a lot of salary to match. They traded all of their kind of mid-range tradable salary in the Russell Westbrook deal. So they're sitting on three guys that are up, you know, close to the, you know, right in or just above the $40 million range in James, Westbrook, and Davis. None of them are going anywhere. Then that really leaves Talon Horton Tucker and Kendrick Nunn. Now that's your package those two guys together, and you're at about, you know, $15 to $19 million. You return about a $20 million player. So that's got them in the market, but you got to find teams that are really high on Talon Horton Tucker, because the other thing the Lakers don't have is a lot of tradable first round draft picks. They're out those because of the trade that they made to get Anthony Davis. So it's definitely a challenge for LA if they're gonna upgrade through the trade market. It's probably more likely they're going to maybe open up another spot or two through minor trade, and then they'll be active on the buyout market. But I think for the most part, what you see is what you get with the Lakers. As far as Miles Turner goes, yeah, it's expected he's going to get moved. The Pacers have not made it a secret that they're open to talking about him and Caris LeVert. They'll talk about Domantas Sabonis, but you better bring a very, very healthy offer. Otherwise, they're not going to go that way. So Turner, LeVert, they'll probably be on different teams. As the Pacers, they won't do a tear it down and rebuild, but what they're going to do is kind of a soft reset.
Keith, before we get you out of here, I'm looking at the most improved player of the year odds at FanDuel right now. And Ja Morant is -110. Miles Bridges is +390. DeJounte Murray is 12-1. But I just don't understand, and I've brought this up before, I don't really know how Ja Morant could be the most improved player when he was already a stud before. I get it. You know what I mean? Am I off on this? Like, so most improved player of the year, like, who wins this? Is it Ja Morant? Is he technically the most improved player? Even though, like, I don't see how, like, a top pick can be, like, the most improved player, just in my opinion. I'm a big Ja Morant fan. I think the guy's amazing. But I don't see how he's the most improved player when he's already great.
Yeah, sometimes you have that with those very high picks, because people came in with those expectations. As the general manager told me one time was, yeah, if that guy wins most improved, all it means is he failed to meet expectations when he came in, and he stunk before, and now he's actually finally where we thought he was.
Oh, that's cold. That's more for a Miles Bridges guy, though, right? Hey, look, Darius Garland, to me, is a good example. People were saying, oh, he doesn't even know what a pick and roll is. He doesn't know how to play the game. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know that. And look, he's turned out to be a baller, right? To me, that's more of a most improved player.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Now, what I will say with Ja Morant is, he was very good last year, but he's taken his game to a completely different level this year. This is a guy who last year you were saying, well, I could see this guy maybe making the All-Star team. Now we're thinking this guy might be All-NBA level. That's how well he's played that Grizzlies team, despite going through a lot of stuff with injuries and other absences. They've just kind of kept it rolling and kept playing really well. So he's up there. Miles Bridges, and it's another great choice. I mean, he has played really, really well also, so I don't have a huge problem if voters look at it and say, well, Morant was supposed to be good, so we're going to go with the guy who's really, you know, stepped his game up. And DeJounte Murray has, you know, become one of the better all-around guards in the entire league. He is very, very good.
He flies under the radar with the San Antonio Spurs, but a great, great basketball player. Hey, Keith, it was great to catch up with you and talk hoops. Look forward to doing it again. Let's do it as the trade stuff gets serious over the next couple of weeks. But thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us tonight on the Late Night Anger Management.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, This is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The class.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning. Level one, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Andrew McKinnis will step up into level two. Thanks to Keith Smith for joining us talking NBA basketball. Hard to believe the NBA trade deadline now less than a month away. As I said, we haven't heard a lot about Ben Simmons as of late. And as Keith said, it's sort of the smaller market teams that are in a mix right now. It's a difficult contract to pick up in the first place, and it's a difficult trade in the first place, because Philadelphia's demands are unreasonable, yet we'll see what happens in the next 3.5 weeks or so. Because the thing with Ben Simmons is he's not a great offensive player. We know this, right? He's not a great shooter, but he's not a bad basketball player. He is very good. The problem is he makes too much money. I mean, you're paying a guy like $37 million a year. He's a very good defensive player. He can rebound. He's big. And he is a good passer. He's not selfish. The kid doesn't want to shoot, right? But you just can't, it's hard to pay a guy that much money to do what he does. And if you are going to pay a guy that much money to do what he does, he better be like a great team player. And Ben Simmons is one of the biggest sort of like tool bags in the history of the NBA, right? Nobody likes him. Nobody's liked him anywhere he's ever been. People didn't like him in Australia when he was on the Australian national team. All right? They didn't like him when he was in Australia. Then he went to LSU. Nobody liked him at LSU. He goes to Philadelphia. Nobody liked him in Philadelphia. But the thing is, unless you're a hot chick, he doesn't like you either. So it goes both ways. I just wonder how much he actually likes the game. Right? So he is a good player. But I don't think we're going to see him, like, land on it like a team that's, like, you know what I mean? He's going to have to, like, go to Minnesota. He's going to have to accept going to Cleveland or Sacramento or something. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
We are.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.